listening to the Michigan Business Network. This is Deborah Leventrasser. I'm your hostess for the next 7 minutes of airtime here on the Michigan Business Network. This is The Leaning Edge, where we talk about lean principles and what they are doing for the state of Michigan and beyond. So our first guest for today is Mr. Richard Love. He is the founder of Harborview LLC. So Richard, thanks for being with us in studio. It's awesome.
Thank you.
So Richard, tell us a little bit about Harborview, first of all.
Sure. So we provide business intelligence consulting to business. I primarily focus in the pharmaceutical industry, was in executive management in the industry for many years.
In pharmaceuticals?
In pharmaceuticals.
Okay.
Actually came to Emergent here in Lansing to lead a lean transformation. My position before that was global head of quality for a group with GlaxoSmithKline. And it was there where I was first exposed to lean principles. Glaxo was very, very oriented with lean in their operations and quality operation.
Okay. And so now you're with Harborview. And so you've taken all that knowledge that you've learned in the farm industry, and now you provide consulting services to mostly the farm industry.
Correct. But there's some new technologies out by Microsoft, the tool called Power BI, that's free. Traditionally, the types of tools that companies would use for business intelligence have been very high priced, hundreds of thousands of dollars for licensing. Microsoft is changing that with this new tool. So it brings small companies the ability to manage their data in a way that before this, only large companies could do.
So when you say you provide business intelligence services to mostly the farm industry, how does that relate to lean?
Sure. So you can think of the types of dashboards and reports that you create using business intelligence tools.
Sure.
Think of 5S for data. So most companies, and even the large global companies, run with Excel spreadsheets, run with disparate systems. There's a lot of cutting and pasting and manual operation.
Let's back up for a second, because 5S is not normally associated with data.
Exactly.
So some of our listeners right now are probably wondering, how does the sort and the shine and the sustain, how does that relate to data? So
sure.
Can you explain that?
You bet. So those all those spreadsheets and all that manual cutting and pasting, it's almost like tools on a table in a tool shed. And when you come in and you do a 5S in a tool shed, you have a shadow board. And
right.
There's a place for everything. Everything in its place.
Mm-hmm.
So you can think of these reports as shadow boards for your data so that instead of cutting and pasting data, you can automatically blend data from various systems. You can click and focus on what the data is telling you instead of all the cutting and pasting to analyze the data.
So do you actually go through the 5S process when you're sorting through the data?
Yep. So we have a process, select, shape, show, standardize, and sustain.
So they're a little different. And say that again, select.
Select, shape, show, standardize, and sustain.
Okay.
And so the tool that Microsoft has allows you to shape that data, and that's where I can teach those techniques. And you can automate the bringing together management of this information.
Because we know a lot of companies have way more data than they even know what to do with, and way more than they even use.
Well, they have data and not information. And so by building these reports, you turn data into actionable information. So, for example, at my company as head of quality, my team would generate these metric reports every month that we would review. And so much time was spent assembling the data and deciding what color the metric was.
Right.
You didn't have time to remediate or plan what you would like to do. One of my clients in pharma right now, we have 50 manufacturing sites that instantly the data is uploaded and all the calculations, all the metrics, all the grading is done, and they can now plan what to do instead of assemble all that
data. Now, I do have a question about that, though, because, you know, when I was in manufacturing, the plants would always get nervous about measuring against each other because they weren't really convinced that we were comparing apples to apples, because some plants might collect the data a little differently, might calculate it a little differently, and therefore they didn't think it was fair, you know, to compare a plant to a plant. So does this process, this 5S, change that or
think of a value stream. I mean, any Kaizen, it's going to be within the scope that's best for the company. And it comes down to management, wisdom, and awareness.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a technique to help you on that journey. And so there's no magic bullet in terms of your question. But the tools are now make it much more easy to standardize, make it much more easy to share. The Microsoft tools, as I say, they're free. There's an iPhone app that's free. It runs on the web. And so it's just incredible what you can do with
the technology. So you're telling me that you can get like real-time data now on your iPhone?
Streaming data. So if you're a small manufacturing company, you can wire up instrumentation data and have that stream in real time.
And that tells you what production numbers, quality numbers.
Exactly. It's amazing. It's a revolution. Gartner, which is a well-respected marketing firm in IT, has ranked Power BI as the leader this year in the field. It's been gaining on Tableau and Clicker the past 2 years. And in their magic quadrant this year, Power BI is the leader.
So then for lean principles, you would say that Microsoft Power BI would be something that would help with a lean implementation from the metrics and data standpoint.
Yes, so we can help. We're technology neutral, so we can help with the data modeling and the approach.
Okay.
But it's, again, for small businesses that don't have these systems,
or
don't have the budget to afford the high-end systems.
Got it.
To be able to get a free tool now and integrate that is an incredible opportunity.
What a great service.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for explaining that. This is a really interesting topic and one that we don't talk about nearly enough because I think it could help a lot of companies.
Thank you so much.
So we're going to say goodbye to Richard Love right now from the founder of Harborview. And this is Deborah Leventrasser, your hostess on The Leaning Edge on the Michigan Business Network. And we will be right back.